The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
Great news. Jenna Dewan
is
fucking here.
I'm so happy to be here and meeting you.
I'm so happy to meet you.
You are my friend from afar that we've never actually met. You know when people say you have internet friends that you just feel like you know. As I said to you, I think I know too much about you.
You knew how many weeks I was.
I was like, oh, you're a few weeks ahead of
me.
think you're amazing.
I love that. I'm such a huge fan of yours for years.
Thank you.
What an honor.
Thank you.
You follow me and are up to date with my stupid shit.
Oh, I know it all. It's like, okay, what's Amanda doing today? Generally, we do like a list, so many things that you're doing in Noah. I was like, oh, yeah, I've done this with Callum.
Right.
Or I'm right there.
Because I was just thinking, I was like, I knew Callum and Noah were like close in age, but I realized like we're pregnant at the same time now.
Yes.
We're a few weeks apart.
We're just a few
we're
weeks
apart. We're
actually
pregnancy twins.
We are pregnancy twins. I don't have any other person I know who is the same exact,
like in the same
pregnant realm. Yeah.
But a lot of like celebrities are pregnant now.
It's very happening right now.
Right.
I feel like every time I turn around, somebody else is pregnant. It was maybe the strike. Maybe everybody was
maybe
home
for you guys the
for
strike.
Us actresses.
Right.
It's like there's like
that
COVID,
it?
Baby that was like the strike, we're all home.
Is that it, you think?
I think it was a part of the baby boom.
Yeah. Maybe. Also, this is gonna come to shock to many of you. Jenna Dewan is in her fucking 40s. You look fucking incredible.
Oh, thank you.
What, like?
Thank you. That's really nice.
That is really.
I definitely don't feel that way right now, especially right now.
When you're pregnant.
Yes.
But
yes.
I have a feeling, because I asked you how you felt and you said that you're pretty okay, that you were a little nauseous.
Yeah.
I have a feeling like you're feeling way better than like you should be feeling.
I feel good. I knock on wood have
knock
good
on wood.
Pregnancies.
Right.
Like I, you know, there are weird things that are happening. Like I'm having this weird thing lately where I guess it's SPD or something. Where
I
like
have that.
You have this too?
And I had it with Noah. Like your vagina hurts.
Well, it's weird.
You're
like
crying.
Like your uterus, like, but then I'll have a weird right above, like my leg will hurt. And it's like this displaced weird thing. And I looked it up and they were like, that's. Anyways, so I have these weird things that are going on.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm pretty good pregnant.
How do you compare it to your first pregnancy, which was?
Forever ago.
Like 11 years ago?
Yeah. 2013. She was born in 2013. That's insane.
She's so you 10. Were 30.
I was 31, turning 32 when I had her. Yeah. I think that's right.
Yeah.
It was. They're all about the same for me.
Yeah.
The only difference is that I had way more energy. Like, I'm exhausted all the time now.
Right.
Like, I'm just
but
tired.
Because you have other kids.
I think it's the multiple kids working, doing all the things, balancing it all.
But not
just
age.
Tired.
I feel like that's important.
It probably is, but I just refuse to.
No, I
call
love
it
that. I feel
that.
Like that's really empowering.
It might be, though.
You know?
That's true. I mean, I definitely feel a little bit more sore. And like things are not quite as.
Are you? You're probably like working out and stuff.
No, I mean I try to.
Yeah,
I do Pilates. I work out when I can, but that's like the last thing. All the other things come first,
right?
And then that's the first thing to go. Is okay. I've got to go work out, but I really do feel. Sounds so cliche, but I feel so much better. Like everything feels better when you're just working out a little bit.
Ugh, that's so annoying to hear.
I know it's really annoying to
I know.
Do.
It's annoying to hear. Do you dance pregnant?
I just did. No, not like classes. And I did with Evie. So I worked out and danced while I was pregnant with her. Like I did this like twerk. It was like literally like a twerking class that my like my trainer was doing when I was pregnant with her. And I in the back, you know, I didn't care. I was just like, I can do it all while pregnant. This time around, I will do an occasional TikTok dance.
Yeah.
And that about takes it out.
You're like, TikToking, babe.
Don't you think
we don't see your 1 million plus followers on TikTok?
Well, I was Callum during, I guess it was COVID. It was pandemic. And I was bored in the house, turned on TikTok. And I was like, I'm just going to start TikTok. This is fun.
Because it was dances at the beginning.
It was
dances. Were you doing the dances?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Some of them. I'm picky.
Yeah.
I go through and I'm like, I don't know. I like this one. Well,
as you should be because you're a professional.
it's fun, though.
The people on TikTok.
I think it has to be fun. If it's not fun, then don't do it. I could never do it if it was like, you have to post something.
Like content, like create content.
No.
Yeah,
not
you don't
look for a job.
Right. You do like dances and stuff, but you're not like doing a whole like
every day.
What's in my cabinet or something?
No, I think that I don't know. My focus goes too ADD to like know to okay, you got to post this now.
but because you're a dancer, it's like TikTok is for you.
It is.
You
it
could
isn't.
Create a dance.
I that's go what viral. Everyone says.
Everyone will do your dance.
I know, Izzy. You gotta find the time to create the dance to like then think about what. And then for me, TikTok, this is probably no one else will get this, but you have to learn it while they're facing you. Like you're watching the TikTok dance. That is so opposite. Like I need them to turn around and face the mirror and I leave it behind them.
Wait, when you're saying them, you mean like the instructor?
TikTok, whoever it is that I'm trying to learn the dance.
You know that
of?
Before I joined it, because I joined way late, like this a few months ago, September maybe.
We definitely have to do a TikTok today.
I'm into it now.
Yes.
But at first I was like, when everyone was doing dances, I literally pictured a little instructional thing, tutorial on the bottom. I was like, no way are people just watching other people and learning it.
Right.
I thought there was like a little man.
I actually thought the same thing. I said, well, who's going to break it down for me? They said, no. And
you
I said, well, how do you slow
over.
It down? No, you just watch it on a loop and pick it. I was like, that's exhausting. That's
Is your daughter fun. Into it?
She's not. She is.
Really? That's nice.
She is. I'm hoping this sticks, but she's of the generation where I think she's just too cool for social media.
That's not her generation. She's special.
Really? Oh, that's
Yeah, she's
good.
She's 11.
Yeah.
We're all on TikTok and using Drunk Elephant.
I mean, that's true. I asked her about Drunk Elephant.
What did she say?
She said, what's that? I said, do you know what the skincare, the preteens are all loving it? She said, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, I'm lucky. Like, I feel like if she comes out.
You
want
to knock on wood again, don't you? You're looking
wood.
For wood.
I'm like, I can't find it. But if she like actually gets in the shower, washes her hair and like gets the soap out and brushes her teeth, I'm like, we're good. She's not my fussy.
So she's not using your skincare and like.
Not yet. We can wear the same clothes at times because she's super tall. But she has a very distinct style.
And she does Irish. Like is it river dancing?
She's an Irish dancer.
It's not river dancing.
It's
considered.
Well, it is. It's different. So she does competitive Irish dance, which is what a lot of the people that go on to do river dance start in.
That is so unique. How did she fall into that?
She was always obsessed with Ireland. I know that sounds really weird. When she was a baby, she would ask to read Irish folklore, this like fairy tale book that we had. She had this like thing, and then it turned into YouTube. You know how like on YouTube they have this like section where it'll be like really dramatic, almost like Evanescence, like where they're in the forest and they're in these long gowns and it's like rose red. She was really into the drama of this.
Ah.
Then it turned into the music. And then we watched Riverdance. Steve showed her a Riverdance music video and then this animated movie, Riverdance. And she said, Mom, this is what I want to do.
So you found a class.
Yeah, I found a class. I called up this woman in Burbank and she said she used to be a river dancer. So I thought that's got to be a good thing, right? She said, yeah, come to the beginner class. And like prior to this moment, I felt really bad because I'd be in interviews talking about how Evie did not get the dance gene, right? Like people go, does she, you know,
right.
Her parents dance? I was like, no, I don't see it. I don't think it's happening. And then cut
to. You didn't see the rhythm? Like, you didn't think she even had that?
No.
But she does, clearly.
But Irish dance is all rhythm. She's got great timing, great rhythm. So
I love how niche she is. What a special girl.
Yeah, she's really unique and loves anime and is just very, she's my, like, cool kid. She's
That's
so
very
cool.
You guys, we have a special portion at the end of today's podcast. I'm going to be talking to a Stitch Fix stylist. Her name is Alicia, and she's amazing. And she did my Stitch Fix box that I showed you guys, my amazing outfits that I've been wearing and wearing and wearing since she sent them to me. Yes, I have a stylist. Okay. I'm like, hello, baby. So stay tuned for the end of this episode. It's about a 10 to 15 minute conversation with the Stitch Fix stylist. We just talk about like different trends and how it works if you want to try Stitch Fix. And we make it fun. So don't you worry about that. And just to give you a little gist about Stitch Fix, it's this really amazing company that when you sign up, you take a quiz. They find out everything about your style preferences. You know, for maternity, it's like, do you like over the bump, under the bump, elastic, like elastic on the side and the bottom, in the middle, whatever. What I love even more about it, sometimes you'll get stuff and you'll be like, wait, I don't wear sundresses. And then you're like, wait, the sundress is so cute on me. So it makes you aware of like different things that you would never try. Highly recommend trying Stitch Fix. No subscription is needed. You just get outfits straight to your door. And pro styling tips from experienced stylists. And you can return what you don't want. That's always free. And you can keep what you want. That's what you pay for. And you're welcome. Make that wardrobe refresh easy. Get started today at stitchfix.com/notskinnybutnotfat. And you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix, which I did. So that's stitchfix.com/notskinnybutnotfat. Not me having a bag or like two bags, one bag and like one carton of truly hard seltzer waiting for me. It's truly wild that I truly have this. I'll take a picture for you. Like she's saving it. She's saving it for whenever this baby comes and she's going to like be in a pool. It is kind of nice that like I'm going to give birth at the beginning of the summer because then I can like who do I think I am? I'm literally daydreaming of myself in a pool, like in the Hamptons, sipping a Truly. And you know what? Even if I'm delusional and I won't be able to do that in the summer because I'll have a freaking newborn, you can. Okay. So if you don't know Truly, it's ice cold hot seltzer. And right now they have amazing flavors. They have a new party pack. So you guys should check it out. It literally has a flavor for everybody. Their brand new raspberry, which is really, really great. You can bring it to wine night. You can bring it to book club. You can bring it to the gym. Maybe not to the gym. But with this pack, there's nowhere you can bring the potty to. Each flavor is super light. It's crazy refreshing. And it's made with real fruit juice. It also only has 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can. That's amazing. Truly, it's the best. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. What are the differences you feel so far with Callum? He's four.
He's going to be four.
Right.
Yes. So he's all boy. He's super outgoing. He's really like literally balls, trucks, basketball. He's crazy good at basketball, which is shocking to me in all levels. I mean, he literally can make a basket from anywhere. He's like, we have a basket. He's on a basketball team. And we're all just like, give the ball to Callum. Like, go score some points.
Let's do it.
He's really good. Okay. He's like, he's just totally boy. They're so different. So different. Which
is she like a caretaker too of him?
Not really.
Really?
She protects him. Mm-hmm. Like if somebody starts some stuff at the playground, she'll whip her little head around so fast and be like, that's my brother. You know, she's like very protective, but she's not a little mama where she's helping me with diapers or bringing me stuff. She's playful.
Uh-huh.
She's really sweet. She cares about him. She actually loves him so much, but she's definitely, everyone goes, oh, you'll have a mama's helper.
Right.
First baby. I was like, oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think that's happening.
It goes to show you that like every kid is different because you do see a lot of that. I see that with my friends that have girls that are older and I'm like, ugh, I wish I had an older girl. Like,
I know.
You know, yesterday I walked into my friend's house and her like 7-year-old it was snowing, or like from the snow, I got some dirt on the floor and she was like wiping up after me. I was like, oh my God.
But I think that means I have to be that way. Like, I am the messiest.
You have to be that type.
Right? I have to be that type for them to like get that. I'm very nurturing, but I'm not.
You're messy?
I'm so messy.
Wait, like disorganized clothes everywhere or yes. dirty?
I would like to say disorganized clothes everywhere. Pretty sure if Steve were here, he'd be like, she's also a little bit.
Is he? He's the clean one?
He's a clean freak.
Does he get mad?
Oh, we have lots of fights over this. But I've gotten better and he's gotten better, if that makes sense. We've like met each other in the middle yeah. a little bit. Yes.
I know. My husband is the same way. And I say, you know what? Accept me.
I think that's ultimately life, right? We get right. to this point where you just realize people don't change that much. So you might as well just accept
don't
the things
me I didn't
that you
close
love.
The drawer. Close the drawer.
Oh, well, that's the thing. He gets this point where he's like, when I've gone around the house like for a few days in a row, closing the cabinet all the way, it drives me crazy. So I need you. And I was like, you're right. Finish
the task.
My brain's already moving God. On to the next thing.
I'm like that too. But what? Yes. You're not a Gemini at all.
No, I'm Sag. So I'm Sagittarian.
But Evie is a Gemini. Wait, she has my birthday.
Another Gemini.
Did you know that?
You guys are the same. May 31st?
Yes.
What?
I'm telling you, we're connected in all these different ways you don't even know.
Amanda?
May 31st.
Are we best
That's
friends?
Why. Don't you see that I have something with Evie? I'm like asking so much yes. about her. I'm like really into her.
Yes. And you know what's you guys are so true to yourself. Like I've always noticed that about you. I was like, I love Amanda because I just feel like you are who you are. You own it. It's so entertaining. That's exactly Evie.
That's so great. That's so great that she's like me.
Yeah, you guys, she really follows in
Wait,
your footsteps.
Wait, you have a Gemini at yes, home, and you're going to have another Gemini. I'm going to have a Gemini too.
I know.
Wait,
this is
you're
crazy.
For sure. Wait, how much did you share on social media about your pregnancy? No gender. You didn't
no,
share gender.
The gender's the only thing I haven't shared.
Do you feel like you might crack and share before
well,
the baby comes?
Yeah. I mean, because like I said to you at some point, I'm like, what? Like, I think it's when you're so in the public eye, sometimes you like to have like something for yourself
yeah.
that just feels for your own family yeah. and self.
Right.
But it does get to a point where you're like, what's the point?
Because if you post a lot, you're going to have to like hide. It but it's not like you would post like the baby clothes you bought anyway.
No, I mean I actually have fun with social media. I don't look at it as I have to keep this up, or I came into it at a period of time where I remember before and I wasn't a part of the after of the craze of it. I really got in authentically. It sounds so I hate that word authentic, but you know what I mean.
You're so raw and real, Jenna. No, but you are. Following you is very like a glance into your life. You don't like overshare. We're not seeing everything.
Yes.
But we're getting a little bit.
Yeah. And I don't overshare because I just don't remember to. Or it's like, it's not like I have this like plan in my head.
To be like super private or
be.
Something.
But I have fun with it. Like yeah. I really like I have fun with TikTok. I just have fun with all that stuff. But I do consciously go, eh, there's some things we're not going
to. So you said before we started recording that you had this idea you're going to keep the gender to yourself. Now you're yes. sort of like, don't know exactly why
yeah,
I did it.
I keep laughing to myself. Like, why? Now it's become a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do I keep doing this? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Steve and I sort of made that decision. Like, okay, let's just
because
keep
I think
that
there's myself. Like when you're a public figure, there's like telling people you meet, which you have no problem to.
Yeah.
Right. I know the gender.
Yes. Yes. Amanda knows.
But telling the world is like a whole different.
Yes.
There's that, like, my husband made fun of me at the beginning of my pregnancy, like, when I was, like, 5 weeks. I'd go in, like, we went to, like, this event, and someone was like, what do you want to drink? And I was like, a soda. And they didn't flinch, because people are sober today, you know?
Yes.
And I was like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, what? Why did you say that? And I was like, and he's like, you have this thing where like you're telling people.
Yeah, I did that too.
But just not social media. Like social media is different than the world.
It is a little bit. It's just you invite people in, you invite energy in, and sometimes it's just nice to have a boundary there.
Yeah.
When you can, if you can. I was saying though, as soon as I was pregnant, it was so hard to keep it because I wanted to tell everybody want to go around and go, oh, I'm doing this because I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Like, these don't fit because I'm pregnant. You know, you want to like give that,
yeah,
I'm pregnant.
But like, no one asked you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so by the way, most people don't care. Oh, great. Wonderful.
I know. You're like, that's, you know, and you're like, you're the first person I told. Why don't you care more?
It's also not our first. It's like,
it's, yeah. Yeah.
Don't you feel like that? You're just a little bit more.
Well, I told you, I don't know what fruit I am.
I don't either. That's, yeah, horrible.
Yeah. You also, I read that you said that, like, you're feeling like it's your last.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure-sies.
I mean, I'm so hard to say for sure-sies about anything, yeah, because I'm like, whatever the universe, I'm very open. Yeah. But for sure-sies.
But for sure-sies.
I'm doing this again.
So are you, like, trying to give it some sort of special, like, keep a book? I remember my mom was like, keep a book of all the things.
Every single pregnancy, I say I'm going to do it. And I do for about a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then it falls off. But I do feel a little pressure. Like, well, this is the last.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm, you know, soaking every second of it in. But like half the time we're just one foot in front of the other.
Right. You're just living your life.
I know.
And you are really living your life. You're filming a show.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
I'm working. Yep. Full time.
Working. Are you going to work till the, do you know how far along?
No, thank God. I have 6 more weeks of working, and then so I'll have the last month and a half
to go crazy,
to just,
because that's a long time,
get big and happy and chill.
And do you think, because I feel like on shows that I've watched, because we're recording today the new season of The Rookie drops.
Yes, it's today.
So by the time this comes out, a few episodes will be out, but I know that you filmed pregnant.
Yes.
So yeah. Is it going to be like, because I've seen a lot of shows or movies where you can kind of tell, like, you're like, oh, she's holding the bag. Is it going to be like that kind of vibe? Or you feel like you guys did a good.
It is. No, it is, because we were very much, because when we started filming this season, I was already into the pregnancy, right? I was pretty, no, I was still first trimester, but it was, you know, we would be showing sooner. And I don't think John and Bailey, our characters, were. That was not part of the storyline that had already been written.
Did people think about it, like, to maybe make it or no?
I think Alexi, he's amazing. So, like, the showrunner is amazing. And he had this really incredible idea for the arc of our show in the season that he really wanted to stay true to. Now, what's weird, and he was so funny when he said, oh, this is my fault. Whenever I write in anything to do with a baby, with an actress, they get pregnant. So there's, in the storyline, we deal with, like, what would be the next step in the relationship. Now that we're getting married and all that stuff. But it wasn't like ready for me to be 4 or 5 months pregnant. So there is a lot of sitting behind desks, holding crossbody purses. And I've laughed at that on shows before. I've seen that and been like, oh, look at that. They're hiding a pregnancy. Right. I was like, this is going to be me. People are going to be like, also just like everything expands, you know, just
nothing
a little
has expanded,
bit.
Jenna.
I mean, I'm, you know, thank you.
I mean, I think everyone feels it on their self, themselves. Right. Even if you're.
Just gets harder to hide as you go along. Like the flowy shirts, the multiple layers. Luckily, I'm in a uniform half the time, and those magically hide everything.
Uniforms are so sexy.
I'm glad you think that.
I really do on women, because I've wanted to wear, I know this sounds weird, but like, I've seen like women in the army, and I'm like, I feel like my body would look good in that.
The army outfit is the cargos, the cargo jacket.
Yeah, I just
that's
feel
really,
it would like
really
hide what it needs
cute.
To hide and like accentuate what it needs to accentuate.
I feel bad for the EMTs and the police officers of the world, because this uniform is not comfortable.
Did you have to do any training for this role? Because you play a first responder.
Yes. There's always somebody on set who knows what they're doing and fills us in and tells us how to do things properly. And there's like been moments where we prep for certain episodes and, you know, we want to be as like real as possible. So you learn. I know like ridiculous information that I shouldn't know about how to tend to a wound.
But
wouldn't
Callum think that's cool? Like
he
the fire
would.
Truck situation?
But he was a COVID baby, mm-hmm. So we filmed and I couldn't bring him to set. And then now I think we finally lifted our protocol.
Yeah.
But I drive a fire truck.
Right.
I look really cool 99% of the time on the show. He would lose his mind.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, doesn't Noah every time you pass a
no,
fire truck
every time. And I'm like, that's an ambulance, but okay, fire truck, whatever. Sometimes I like don't correct him.
You're like, yes, that's a cement truck. Like, you know things that you would never know.
Wait, but so did you not bring him yet?
I haven't brought him yet. So I'm going to ask the producers if I can bring him
to.
This season.
They get so excited about that shit.
His mind.
I know. It's wild.
I need those points.
You need. Especially now the new baby's coming.
I know.
Wait, so we're talking about that. He doesn't really get it.
He doesn't really fully get it. I don't know. Does Noah like?
No,
he kind of looks
really
at my,
thought higher of Noah.
I thought he'd be like really. Actually, we have the funniest freaking video when we like told them, and we were like, "This is gonna be the cutest moment." You know, I've made two cakes, right? So like, one said "bigger sis" for Evie, aww, and then one said "big brother." Brought out the cakes. He was flailing around. I don't want to sit here. I want to go play with my trucks. I don't. So the video I have is him just having a meltdown while I'm trying to be like, look at this cute moment I'm sharing with you. And Evie's sitting there like, Callum, look, Mocha, trying to. And he's like running around the house, does not want to cooperate. I was like, this is life right here. You want to make this perfect moment. He was like not having
it. It was not. I did the same thing. I did a video, and I'm like, Noah, I want to tell you something. And I think we had a gingerbread house somebody sent. It was like around Christmas. And he was like, gingerbread house. And I was like, creating baby brother. And he's like, gingerbread house. And I'm like, eh, I did this for you.
And you're like, do you see what's happening? Although he did see me the other day. It was really funny. I think I changed. And so my belly was out. Mm. And he just stared at me in the weirdest, funniest way. Like he was noting, like, you're different. Your body's different. I say, yeah, that's gonna be your baby. See, look, I want to say what it is. Sibling.
Oh, wow. I was gonna complete. I was like, yeah.
Yes, you're like, please. And he came over and he's like, okay, cool. Can you pull it out of your mouth? Like, can it be here? And I was like, yeah, no, I can't. I wish I could. It'd be a lot easier than how I'm gonna have to do this.
Yeah. They don't. It's funny because like they get so much in life where you're like, kids know everything. They get everything. Yes. And then you're like, here's a baby. It's inside my belly. And they're like, what? Like, I don't get it.
It's really confusing.
I was surprised to find out that you're originally from the East Coast, but not that surprised because, like, you
Hartford.
Have the vibes.
I do.
Well,
thank
you're not
you.
Like, you don't give like born raised LA.
That's so cool.
It's
I'm
a
glad.
Compliment.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Although my daughter's been born raised in LA, so we'll see.
But, like, how cool is she?
She is really cool. Yeah. So we're already cool. I was born in Connecticut in Hartford, but I moved my mom and dad split when I was one. And my mom's job, she was into pharmaceuticals, and it moved her district. So I moved every 3 years as a kid. So I was nomadic, and I was longest in Texas. So I say I'm from Texas.
So are you loving Beyonce's new song?
You know I am.
Did you do the ticky-tacky? Yeah.
Well, one of my greatest friends, Dexter, created the dance.
So did you do it?
So he's on me every day. No, I haven't done it yet because I have to learn it. Like it's all day. So I'm going to, but
to go
I'm
to sleep
here.
To it. Yeah.
Beyonce can do no wrong in general for me. I just love how she executes whatever she does.
So you feel like you're from Texas.
I feel like I'm from Texas, but I've lived in LA for 20 so years.
Was that after college that you stayed there?
I went there at 18 and went there for USC, went to school. And
what'd you go to school for?
I was undecided for as long as I could be. And then I declared a communications and then I left on tour with Janet and never went back.
Although I'm a huge believer, like it's a Jewish thing that like you don't get stuff for your baby before the baby's born. It's like bad luck. But there are things that I'm like, listen, God, you hear me? I need some stuff to like be ready to go. One of those things is the Dreamland baby swaddles. And I've talked to you guys about swaddles before. It's literally, you'll see in the hospital, if you have plans to give birth, if you've ever given birth before, you know this, you see the nurses, they wrap up that baby in this like blanket and they do it so quickly and it looks so easy and so perfect. I mean, it looks really constricting, but that's how it should be for the baby for some reason, to feel like your womb. Then you try to do it at home and you're like, am I okay? Like, do I have an education? Like, why can't I do this? I've watched YouTube videos, can't do it. So I'm like, you know what? There is a swaddle out there for me that makes it easy for me. And Dreamland Baby has that. Not only is it an easy swaddle where you have Velcro and you don't have to worry about swaddling like a labor and delivery nurse, it also has a weighted swaddle. So what's so great about weighted swaddles is it really gives the baby the feeling of being encased in your womb. And it makes them fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. So I highly recommend the weighted swaddle by Dreamland Baby. So you guys go to dreamlandbabyco.com, enter my code NOTSKINNY at checkout, and you'll get 20% off site-wide and free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers. So the code is NOTSKINNY at dreamlandbabyco.com. You know how the first thing you take off when you get home is your bra? You're like, let me get out of this. It doesn't have to be like that, you guys, because Skims, you won't know you had it on you to take off. You guys know I fell in love with Skims underwear, so I had to try their bras, and their bras didn't miss the mark. Skims bras are worth the hype. They have amazing support. They provide amazing comfort. And they really provide an amazing shape for your boob, because guess what? I like a natural boob shape. Like, I'm not trying to like just look like I have two baby humps, you know, like I want it to look like a boob. I'm the opposite of a push-up bra girly. I'm like comfortable skin to skin action. So let me tell you guys about a few bras that I recommend from Skims. Okay. The Fits Everybody t-shirt bra. It is the best t-shirt bra ever. You need it, because you're going to wear it every day. I don't think you need to wash bras that often, by the way, but that's just me. There's also the no-show balconette bra. It's a more of a sexy vibe. But anyway, my favorite is the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra. I have it in black, but that's called Onyx because Kim likes to make colors just obscure and you won't know what it is. So you guys check out Skims bras at skims.com. They're available in 62 sizes. That's a size for everybody from 38 to 46H. Plus, you can get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey, select my show, Not Skinny But Not Fat, in the drop-down menu that follows.
The dancing, which, like, you're a fucking amazing dancer. You're a dancer. You're a dancer. Did you always want to be a dancer or an actor?
Always. I never knew acting was in the picture. I grew up wanting to be a backup dancer. That was all I wanted to do. I was obsessed. And Janet was like the vision board, right?
She was your idol.
Idol. I was like, if I could just dance with Janet. So then, wow. I did that at 18.
How?
I went when I was in LA at USC and I was auditioning.
Did you go to USC thinking, I'll go to college?
I applied.
Check mark so I can audition.
I applied for every college in LA.
So was L, you knew?
Yes.
Okay, so that was a plan. But what, so were you doing the backup college thing because of like your mom?
My dad was like, I will only pay for you and help you out if you go to college.
So, you're like, I undecided, bitch.
And I was really, I had really good grades. I was a very like book smart kid. So I, okay, I'll go, you know, I'll go to college. But really my mom was so cute. She's at my door. She goes, Jenna, listen, apply to every school in LA. We all know you want to go out there, follow your dreams, but then you have like your housing paid for and you're able to be in LA and you know. So I applied everywhere, got into USC, went to USC, left as soon as I booked her tour.
Told my dad
I was like, I'm taking a leave of absence. He said, okay, as long as you go back, you know.
But were you planning on it or no?
No, I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do.
How far into the school year were you?
It was like almost 2 years.
Oh, you were in your sophomore year.
Sophomore year. And I auditioned for her video, got it, which turned into tour. And
how do you go on a dancing audition? Did you have an agent? How did
that work? I had an agent. So I won a scholarship when I was a teenager at a dance competition. They picked two people to, it was called the LA Agent Award. So they like,
literal award.
Literal. They said, when you are out of high school, you have an agent. So I had an agent.
Wow.
Another reason why I was like, I have to go
like
to LA.
Like a legit one?
A legit one. Wow. Yes. Bill Mole. He's still like, he has one of the biggest dance agencies.
So you always danced like since you were little?
Always danced. Five, six on. And it was, when I moved around, it was the only thing that was steady. It was like finding a studio, dancing. You know, that was just my thing.
Yeah.
I loved it.
So you get Janet Jackson's, you book the, like a, to be a backup dancer.
Yep. I was one of four picked for a video, which then turned into, she liked me. I mean, Janet liked me. So at one point said,
what, she was like, I like her? Like how?
There's like a certain, Janet has a certain style dancer that she obviously likes technically, but then there's a personality that you, to be able to go on tour and be around people all the time to be around. There's a certain part of that that comes into play. And I think there was like, she fits this, right, Janet kid of it all. And so she asked me to go on tour and I was like freaking out. That was my biggest dream in the entire world.
Wow.
Yes.
Coming so true.
Coming true. And then I was 21 when it ended. And what do I do so now?
How long was tour?
2 years on and off.
It was the, wait, you were in the video of Doesn't Really Matter?
Mm-hmm. And then turned into tour and then, you know, was the baby on tour and seeing the world and all over the place.
Wait, what year was this?
2001.
Was MJ alive?
Yes.
Did you meet him?
No. Oh, no, but I did go to Neverland.
You did?
Yes.
And he wasn't there?
He was not there. We went with Janet for one of the dancers' birthdays and stayed. I'll never forget this minute. We stayed in his theater. So he had this like movie theater with these little cubicles is the best way to put it that were like beds. I don't know what that's about. But I stayed in this and in the middle of the night, there were ants everywhere. And I woke up and I was like, what's going on? So like clearly no one had stayed in there in a while. And I will never forget this memory of like running out in Neverland and being like, is anyone here to help? Like, am I covered?
Oh my God.
Like 2 a.m. But it was really incredible. I mean, you know, at the time.
Yeah.
Being at Neverland and.
Of course.
It was an experience.
So you became like friends with Janet?
Friends. We do spa dates. And
no, stop.
Yeah, she's the best.
Are you still in touch?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's so wild. That was you manifested that shit.
Yeah, she's really awesome. She's as cool as it gets.
And she was so good.
So good. And her latest tour was killing it.
Oh, you go to her shows?
Yes.
Wait, you know what I'm just thinking about? Thinking about like you at Neverland and like being so close with Janet, she's on tour. I wonder if like the community of dancers and performers is still like it used to be. Like Madonna used to like, I don't know,
yeah,
sleep with them. I don't know. I just feel like
it used to be Truth or Dare. Remember like Truth or Dare, that movie?
Right.
It's.
I wonder if it's still like that with like.
I don't think it is. Right? It depends on the artist. A lot of the dancers now,
there's more boundaries.
There's more boundaries. And I don't. I'm like, what artist now is the same way with their dancers?
Well, like Taylor Swift. I don't feel like she's like.
Taylor Swift is them probably the nicest human.
No,
in the
she
entire
for
world,
sure
but
is.
I don't know if she's hanging out at the spa with her dancers. I don't right. know. She's also not like a dancer.
Right.
Janet was like a dancer.
Right. It's
Am
like
I gonna
dancer
have
people.
Swiftie fans come for me right now?
No.
You dance really good, Taylor. No. I'm not saying anything wrong.
Okay, so from there, though, was it right away that you booked all the other crazy shit?
Like right away from Janet turned into other jobs. Like I danced with P. Diddy for a minute. I danced with Justin in NSYNC and then when he went solo. And I danced for a lot of different people. And then I was found into acting. I swear to God, I had no desire to act. I didn't even want to do it.
You were down to continue doing this?
Yeah, I danced on the Grammys with NSYNC. And then I was Justin's partner and this manager saw the Grammys and was like, this girl should act. She has like a look that should act. And she found me somehow. I went into her office and I was like, I don't think you. She's like, remove your makeup, take off your glitter eyeliner, be a blank canvas and go on one audition. And I ended up getting the audition.
You got the first audition?
Yes.
You lucky be.
I know. So I thought, okay, this is what I'm going to do now. And then it just sort of moved in that way.
And then. So Step Up was in 2006?
We filmed it 2005.
You filmed 2005.
Came out 2006.
So like everything was happening in a matter of kind of years. A
few years. Yep.
So when you filmed Step Up, did you think it was going to be like this cult classic?
Not at all. We had no idea. It was a small, at the time that was like an indie Disney movie, right? It was like under 10 million.
It was by Disney?
It was... Touchstone, I want to say. I'm probably getting this wrong. But it was like Jamie's like, let me look this up. It was like the division. It was Disney, but it was the smaller, indie, edgy, smaller movie division. We had no idea.
Nora Forever.
Nora. I did like, I have the best memories, obviously.
Yeah.
Doing that movie.
That was like your first, like you've had, because you booked that other role before. But
I did. I booked like, I had like a horror movie called Tamara that was its own cult movie. And then I did a small role in a dance movie. And then my manager pushed for them to see me for Step Up. And
you got it.
Yeah.
Was that like what changed everything?
When that movie came out, it changed everything because it was a hit and like no one knew it was going to be a hit. So we had just nonstop.
Because before that, we had Save the Last Dance.
Which is also great.
I know, but somebody did this breakdown recently. Did you see that?
I think I saw this.
And it was just so funny because like you remember things so differently. Ugh. And they weren't dancers.
Yes.
Like
no, even... they weren't. See, mine was like Dirty Dancing. That's how I know I'm older. Because it was like Dirty Dancing, Flash Dance.
I was watching Dirty Dancing way too young.
Oh,
like thinking about caressing my hand for and sure. Chest, like
Swayze. I was Swayze all day.
Swayze all day. R.I.P. Swayze.
I know.
I want to know more about your husband, Steve. By the way, I loved him in
Once.
Shameless.
Oh, Shameless. Yeah. He was so hot in that.
Right. Sorry, yes. But he was.
He was really hot.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it after we started dating. I hadn't watched the show. And then I was like, were you naked in all these scenes and doing this? He's like, yes. I was like, why? That's so hot.
How did you find out?
I had a really good friend, a best friend of mine who was kind of a jerk and sent me, when we were dating, sent me a compilation of him in all these naked sex scenes he was doing on Shameless. And she was like, have fun.
Oh my like, God. But that's, so, I mean, that it was a hot.
It was
role.
Hot. He was hot in it. He had that song, the Fuck You, Fiona, or whatever it was called. It was so good.
He did.
It was so good.
Wait, so how long did you date before he proposed?
It all kind of happened quite fast because it felt like it was maybe just a meant to be situation because it just happened. We were happening and it was like, this is
how
what we
meet?
Want. So we met years ago when he was on Once, doing Once on Broadway. I went to see the show.
In New York.
Yes.
Wow.
Enamored with the show and specifically his performance. My mom was with me, who was crying her eyes out, and she just couldn't stop blubbering about him, basically. So I said jokingly, we're going to wait at the stage door so you can meet him because you won't shut up about this. And then he opened the door and it was truly out of a movie. Like, you know, you catch
eyes. Did he recognize you, though?
No, he had no idea.
Really?
No, it was so long ago. And I basically was like, you were amazing. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. And walked off. And my mom was like, Jenna, oh, my gosh. Like, you were just so. And I was like, no, he wasn't. I said he was good. So years. I forgot about it completely.
Oh, so no one reached out to.
No. Okay. Like, I think I tweeted about the show and he said, thank you. It was like nothing. But then years later, of course, then it's public that I'm separated and we just reconnected. He apparently never forgot that moment either.
Aw.
I know, it's kind of cute.
So was it like Instagram, email?
It was Twitter DM.
Twitter DM.
Yeah, he actually, this is funny. He sent me a GIF of Steph Curry shooting a shot and like, said, like, hey. Oh, said, like, hey. And I wrote back and I said, I'm sorry, I don't think this is for me. Like, I did not get it at all.
He did goes, you remember immediately though? Like,
I knew, I said that name. I feel like I remember that name. What do I know? And that day in particular was really weird. I was talking about Once on set of the show that I was doing.
Wait, how many years later was this?
God, this is, I want to say 5-6 years later.
Wow.
It was years later.
So he's shooting a shot.
He was shooting a shot and I didn't get it. I was like, show me not to get this thing.
You said, I'm sorry, but you answered.
I know. I was nice
That's
enough to
nice.
Answer.
You
well,
ignored.
I didn't really get Twitter DMs. Like, it was really random. So I noticed it. And I had turned off. I remember this. I had turned off my phone. I was like, I'm not looking at it. And something told me to turn it on that day. Isn't that weird?
So first of all, that's like an idea for any dudes that are listening.
I know.
Stephen Curry gif of shooting shots.
Do something random that makes you go, wait, what? Right. Get the attention.
Right. Do something really fucking random. So aside from your TikToks, do you still do anything else dancing related?
Every job somehow, some way works in me dancing. Even
really?
On The Rookie, we did a flashback episode where I was a 90s hip hop dancer and I had to dance.
But you have to like lessen your dance skills.
No.
Like you can't be like amazing all of a sudden.
No, they always write it in that like, oh, she has this past you didn't know about that she dances. But I don't like take class and stuff. I need to.
You don't. I will never forget. And I feel like everyone that's listening to this right now will go back and rewatch it. the best lip sync battle ever.
Oh, thank you.
That you won.
Yeah, thank you.
And that you're, by the way, number two. I can't tell you what list this is on, but it's on a list of all lip sync battles ever.
I've heard this.
I think that's the first one is Tom Holland, and he gets so much love.
That umbrella
but
was
you,
incredible.
Jenna, that was the performance of your life.
Thank you.
Have you ever been more into anything?
I've never been more nervous away. In my entire life. I just remember having this feeling. Well, first of all, even when lip sync battle became an option, I tried to get out of it 10 times. I was like, no way. You can go out on that stage and read the phone book and everyone's going to be like, yeah. You know, I was like, why me? Pick somebody else. Like, why do I have to do this? He's like, no, do it. Finally, I said, okay, fine. I'm up for the challenge. This is a lot of times in my life as I say yes, figure it out as I go and jump in and then just figure it out. So,
and then kill it.
And then this was like, just that moment. They filmed it backwards. So he went first and Beyonce came out first. So people were literally fainting in the audience because Beyonce came out and they were like freaking out. And then they were like, 3, 2, 1, Jenna, it's your turn. I was like, this is my nightmare. So I just had this moment.
So you
of
think
like,
maybe that gave you the more drive?
I think I like had a little bit of like, you know, F you in there because it was like, how dare you bring Beyonce out? And then it was like, you know, I had to,
you
like, just go for
fired.
It.
Fired. You guys, lip sync battle, Jenna.
That's
Duan.
Really sweet.
Right
Thank
now,
you.
You were, like, so sexual. You were, I'm just, like, I watched it right before our interview, and I was like, I remember it so well, because it's literally part of
it's, like,
pop
shocking.
Culture. You're, like, you're literally, like, having sex on stage.
What about when I licked the tool?
What
I was
you
like,
licking?
What was I doing?
What aren't you licking? In the lip sync.
That was not
battle.
Planned. That was part of my like, I gotta go for it to
but
try
I was like,
and be Beyonce.
She is so into it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was actually really fun.
And you won.
I did
against
win.
Beyonce almost.
We tied. Technically, we tied. However, you know, the world afterwards was like, you won. So in my head, I was like,
because
hey.
It was so good. And the fake abs, I mean, the whole thing. And
yes, the
and...
spray of the abs. Yeah. Had
to... So
I forgot
good.
About all that. That's so funny.
Do you have any other dream projects that are fun like that that you would want to do?
I do want to do a musical.
You know what I was thinking? How weren't you in Chicago? Like,
I almost,
need to know.
It's so funny. I almost just did it. I went to a couple singing lessons. I had the offer to do it. I really wanted to do it, but I think I chickened out because they also give it to you in 6 weeks you would go do a run. I was like, whoa, I've never sang a day in my life, so I need
but
a little more time.
But you can sing somehow?
I think I can carry a tune.
Yeah.
And I think with maybe
Wait, were you
some,
supposed to be Roxy?
Yes.
The other one?
Roxy.
Legit Roxy.
The other one, actually, I love, but I don't think I could sing all that jazz. That's hard to sing.
You mean Velma?
Velma.
Yeah, I feel like you could give Velma.
Like I'm more Velma energy,
I'm
but I
Velma
can't sing
you.
All that jazz. That's hard. Mm. That's like a belting. Roxy felt maybe in the realm of doable. We'll see. I did make it a part of my bucket list. I said
you
at
did.
Some point you're going to get your butt on stage and sing and get over your fear.
Well, also Steve is like very Broadway.
He's got the most incredible voice in the entire world, but I was too nervous. It took me like 3 weeks to sing in front of him and I made him turn around and be like, just don't say anything. I'm going to sing this song. But if I look at you, I'm going to be too nervous. And he's like, you could do this.
You have to do it. I can't wait till you do it. And we'll be like, remember the one we said that you should do it?
I know.
Also, I know that you've been on Watch What Happens Live and you're going after we finish recording.
Yes.
Do you watch Bravo?
Not really. That's the funny. I don't know why they keep asking me back because every time I go back, I'm like, I'm sorry. I haven't seen. I learn. And then I binge watch. So I binge watched last night the Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, because you're with Schwartz.
I'm with Tom Schwartz.
Oh, you know what's so funny? I had him on my show yesterday.
You did?
And I was like, who's going to be with you on Watch What Happens Live? And he was like, Jen Duan. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, funny.
And then his dream was to be an actor on a, what do they call it? Provisional show.
Procedural.
Yeah, that's a new word for me. Procedural
yes.
show.
That's like medical.
That's your show.
Yeah, we're a procedural. That's so funny.
Yeah,
that's
he was
dream.
Like, my dream was to be on a procedural show.
How cute.
And I was like, so you're meeting the right person tomorrow.
Do we need to get Tom Schwartz on The Rookie?
I mean, I feel like, wasn't he like, I'm super into acting again? Wait, so you binge Vanderpump Rules?
I did last night in my
How many
hotel room.
Episodes?
Four.
Of what season?
So I had to go back and watch the Scandal.
Yes.
Because I hadn't. I knew about it, but I hadn't seen it, which was insane.
Yes.
Then I watched the three of this season.
So you watched all of last season?
Not all, the last like two episodes. So like the scandal.
So that you know
where
what
she
to
was yelling at him and,
oh,
you know, the sleeping with the best friend.
I don't care about fucking Raquel.
Yes. Yeah. When she was like, I figured out, I was like, oh, this is why this is really bad that they were best friends with her. And I got all the juice.
So you're prepared for today?
I think so.
Are you going to keep watching Vanderpump?
You know what? I might. To me, reality, a lot of the reality shows make me anxious, which is weird. All the fighting and all the, it kind of makes me like, ugh. But yeah. This one was a little, this was more fun. Yeah. I could get into it.
Right. Housewives is the more anxious
Housewives, the New York Housewives I loved.
The new one.
Because I binged that also for another Watch What Happens Live. And that one, I really, it was with Ramona.
Right.
Really loved me some Ramona.
The OGs.
But then I tried and I lose interest and
it's a lot to keep up with.
It's a lot to keep up with.
But I love that you binge before going because I feel it. Watch What Happens Live. They ask you.
Oh, he always puts me on the spot. Yeah. Always. Always. I always do the show and then leave going, should I have said that?
No, but Vanderpump is a good one. Is a good one to be on.
Okay, good.
Jenna, you're a fucking dream. I'm so happy you came on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy we met.
I know, me too.
Now I can
pregnancy
scroll.
Twins.
We are pregnancy twins, a couple weeks apart.
I know. Well, I hope you have an amazing rest of your pregnancy.
Thank you. You too.
Keep on feeling well.
You too.
And get that break from working.
I will. You don't get a break.
I don't. But you know what? I feel like you're going to go crazy too and you're going to be like, oh,
I love working.
Something.
I always feel it likes the balance. So
yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Anyway, everybody go watch The Rookie. It's out.
Yes.
It's on ABC every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, as you know, I'm a huge fan of Stitch Fix, and I don't know if you guys saw my latest outfits that I got from Stitch Fix. Like, wow, I couldn't have ever put these outfits together myself, and that's why Stitch Fix has amazing stylists that do this for you. So today I have Alicia Lloyd, who's a Stitch Fix stylist. And did you make my fix?
I did. I styled your last one, and I was so excited to see some of the styles on you, Amanda. So cool to meet you.
Wait, they all were great. Like, does that give you, like, not because it's me, but in general, when everything you set out works, like, how does that feel for you?
It's just the best feeling. Like, you know, you really hope. I think, you know, all of our stylists are kind of like, you know, looking through all the information, trying to kind of get to know you and to just see like how you put everything together and just how you felt and everything was like exactly why we do what we do. So I was so happy to see that.
Well, I'm not going to give myself any credit because when I got the box, I literally followed the fits that I was sent, you know, like I'm sure you can mix and match and that's what a lot of people will do. For me, like I need so much help at this point that I was like, okay, if they say this goes with this, this goes with this. Like, I literally just listened to you and I was like, oh my God, this is the life that Hailey Bieber lives, you know, that like I'm getting to live right now.
I love it. It's like the VIP treatment. And, you know, that's exactly like, you know, what we want our clients to feel like. I think what I love about it and like learning a little bit about you and, you know, with expecting and just being so busy and like a working, you know, parent. That's one of the things like so many of our clients, they're just like, how can I have one less thing to do or to think about or decision to make or whatever it is. And so I'm so happy to hear that it just felt very effortless because I think, you know, with the inspiration that we send to and the style cards and things like that, that's absolutely the goal to just like make it super easy, exciting, throw it all on and just feel great. And everything looked so good on you from what I could see from a little preview. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, I absolutely loved it. And I was like, okay, I'm pregnant. I'm not even sure of my sizes. You know, when I took the Stitch Fix quiz, I was like, okay, I think this is my size, but like, I don't know. And like, should I, there's certain things with maternity clothes, because you guys also offer maternity stuff, where like, you're supposed to use the size that you were before. I mean, most of it is like that, but I'm always like, but I should size up. Like I'm freaking bigger. So I was like, no way is everything going to fit. Even after I submitted the quiz, I was like, should I update the sizes and like make it big? I don't know how you guys, two pairs of jeans were in my fix. They both fit amazing.
And I mean, just everything was so great. And I can't wait for all of you to see it if you haven't seen my outfits from Stitch Fix yet. But tell me, Alicia, how you got into being a stylist at Stitch Fix.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love hearing about your experience, Amanda. That's awesome. Can't wait to like talk to you more about it. But yeah, I started with Stitch Fix about, it'll be 8 years this coming summer, which is the time has just flown by so quickly. My background is in corporate retail, and I kind of just stumbled upon Stitch Fix, you know, in the early years when we were kind of first getting established, and started as a stylist, have since like been more in like leadership positions at Stitch Fix. And I've had some opportunity to, you know, kind of interact with clients in new ways and, you know, through different tests and things that we've tried. So, you know, it's really something that fascinated me about the idea of really blending like art and science. That's really kind of like what the company is based on, and the art part being our people. So we have a stylist, you know, that's behind every single fix. And I know that they wish they could have conversations like this with all of their clients, but that part just like intrigued me. Whereas like the science part is all the data that we receive. So everything that you shared about all the info that you included about your style and fit and price and everything like that. So I had never seen really anything like it at the time and just was so drawn to being a part of it. And I've loved every minute of it. So now I manage teams of stylists at Stitch Fix all across the country. So it's been amazing and very rewarding work.
I mean, the questions that go into the quiz are so specific, you guys. I just took the pregnancy one, but I have taken the regular one before. The pregnancy one is like, you know, it's over, under your preference. Like there are people that like wearing their sleeves that it reaches like half of your palm, which I see girls like that on Instagram all the time. You guys know who you are. And there are people that like where their sleeves meet their wrists. I mean, it's a wild amount of detail, just so you guys know, in this quiz. How did you guys hone in on these questions? And at the end of the day, when all the questions are answered, do you really feel confident? Like, okay, I know this person, I get this person's style, and I can make a box of really cool stuff that they'll like.
Yeah, no, totally. It is. There's so much that goes into it, like you said, around like every little detail. I think, you know, fit is so important. Like you were just saying, like going through like a milestone, you know, with expanding your family, and like, you know, so many of our clients are that way too, where, you know, they share that detailed information with us. And I think the more information that we receive that's so personalized and unique to each individual client, it really helps us to come up with like, what's the right recommendation based on maybe other clients that are, you know, looking for similar things. And so that's kind of like the science part that we work toward, but you have that personal touch. And I think sometimes our clients don't know that there is actually a person behind the fix, and we're, you know, really like handpicking these items based on all of the data that you share with us, but really want to make sure it's like unique to you. And so the way that I kind of, you know, thought about your fix, for example, is, you know, what you do for a living, like what's important to you, like around comfort and like you said, fit, but still looking great in a really effortless way. And so all of that information, you know, we take, plus the longer you're with us, the more information we have. So we could see like previous fixes, what worked, what didn't work. And then knowing that style evolves so much, like I know for me, you know, maybe like 5 years ago, I would have been more focused on certain aspects of my style than maybe I am now. And it evolves and changes. So we really try to kind of assess that full picture and then handpick these items and really trying to think about, okay, how can we share in the note, which, you know, every fix has its own personalized note, you know, to the client, kind of explaining, like you said, like how to style things, what you could think about, like just some creativity and inspiration that I know not everyone, you know, always has the time to do with our busy lives. And so all of that data really kind of gives us a vision. And then we try to incorporate that in, as much as we can into the fix to develop that relationship with each client.
And what I love about it is the flexibility, meaning you get a box of five like pieces.
Yep.
Of five pieces. And then first of all, you can return whatever you don't want, keep whatever you want. It's all free shipping and free returns. And also what I love about it is everything nowadays is subscription based in life. Like you can't freaking buy like, I mean, supplements have become really hard. It's like, I'm like, I didn't know I signed up for 17 years. So what I love about Stitch Fix is like, although this is so, like I could see this being a subscription easily where you get a box a month and whatever, you still offer the option of, okay, let's say you're going on a trip, or like you said, you're in a certain phase of life where you need help, like you order this, but you don't have to be subscribed. And I feel like that's really nice because it takes away the fear of commitment that we have in making purchases like this.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I definitely, you know, have had that hesitation too, when you just feel like, I just want to try it and see, and I don't know, like maybe I'll change my mind, or maybe I'll, you know, want to take a pause, or like want it for a certain event or whatever it is. And you're right. Like it absolutely is like really flexible, which is nice because our, you know, our lifestyles can change or our needs could change. And so it is something that's always there, like the flexibility and the ease of being able to, you know, either order a fix on demand. If you want to have, you know, have it come monthly, you can, but there really is, I think, just a lot of flexibility in being able to do it and do it at the time that works best for you. You know, we have like a lot of clients that say they have like an event coming up, or they, you know, it's a new season and they're just like, I just need a spring refresh. That's actually like what I was thinking about with your fix. It's like, it's a new season. You know, how can we like add some versatility or just some newness? And we also find that our clients, like they're doing something for themselves through it. I think that like oftentimes, like, you know, we're doing so much for others that this is a way to like give back and, you know, take some of that pressure off of yourself and lean on your stylist. There is that relationship aspect that we develop where there might be a client that I'll style for like multiple years and like through different changes in, you know, their body or their lifestyle or whatever that is. And they share so much information with us. So it is really an honor to be able to see, you know, even your reaction to some of the clothes. And it's so rewarding, you know, to just like learn and get better over time. And it's really through those relationships. So yeah, super flexible, and just would encourage, you know, anyone to try it out if they're interested, at least get their first fix and see how it goes.
And I wanted to ask you, because like we said, the quiz questions are so specific, mm-hmm. and I'm like an indecisive girly, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, what am I eating for dinner? Yep. What's my favorite food? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, and somehow I did manage to answer all the questions, but I was wondering like, if you had any advice for people that, you know, clothing is just something they're not sure about. Like they don't know their style. They don't know their preferences. They usually buy whatever, you know, they kind of see on the rack. So what would be your advice for someone to maybe get to know, you know, their personal style a little better and be able to, you know, answer questions in a quiz like this to help the Stitch Fix stylist kind of create the perfect fix?
No, it's great. And I think, you know, like you said, like there are so many choices, you know, and I think, you know, what I would say is that, you know, if we ever hear from a client, you know, once in a while of like, I don't even really know what my style is, like really leaning on that trust of the stylist, like expertise to recommend it. But really so much of what we try to do too is instill confidence. And I feel very sure that everyone has personal style. It just kind of takes some time to discover it. And one of the things that I think is really important is that confidence where we can say, we know it's important to you. And so even things like finding that perfect fit of denim, you know, or a certain brand that just like makes you feel great, to try something new can really open your eyes. And I think it's almost kind of like shopping with like a best friend that can just kind of like say like, hey, just try this, or push you maybe outside of your comfort zone. And a lot of times we'll find or hear back from our clients that they're really surprised. Like, I would never have tried that. Or like, I really am more of a neutral person when it comes to clothing, and like this pop of color, like just felt so exciting for this event or whatever it is. No fix is ever the same. So like you said, like with the five items, like that is curated for each individual person. And I think it is a journey that can change. But I think knowing that your style can change and evolve, I think is really important, that it's not just like, doesn't have to just be preppy, or doesn't have to just be casual. Like it could be a blend of it. You know, and it's exciting to kind of like watch our clients discover new things and to kind of like build that confidence along with them.
No, you're so right. It's like there's such a difference between, okay, when I'm going to purchase something, you know, order something, I have all these preconceived like rules, right? Like no skinny jeans or whatever is in my mind at the moment, or like I like loose and big. And for example, you sent me, you know, like tight shirts like for pregnancy. And I'm like, I literally haven't bought this. Like, I literally will buy like XXL t-shirt, you know, because I'm like, and all of a sudden I'm like putting on this shirt that's like completely, you know, cradling my bump. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is so cute. And that's such a perfect example, because I probably wouldn't, I mean, obviously so many of us do our shopping online, you know, so we're not trying it on. So usually you shop online, you know what you want. And I wouldn't order like a belly cradling, completely like I'm pregnant in your face top. And then you had included it in my latest fix. And I'm like, wait, this is actually so cute. Like you can tell I'm pregnant, not me with my like huge clothes that I usually wear. So it was so nice. And it felt just so put together. And like I said, like the way I think about Stitch Fix is like, we see all these celebrities. We love judging like red carpet events and award shows and celebrities on the street, you know, in streetwear. And like, spoiler alert, most of them have stylists. Like, I remember I used to like really bow down to Hailey Bieber's street style. And I was like, wow, like every sweatpant and every, and I was like, you know, and then I found out she had a stylist that, you know, literally is laying these out for her every day, like the whole thing. And I mean, she probably gets her sweatpants like tailored also. So I learned not to compare myself to that. But it's so nice that like us normies, you know, can also have a stylist. And that's how I think of Stitch Fix. Like you can literally feel like you have a stylist just like your favorite celebs. And it doesn't have to be award season. So I love it. And I'm, you know, I'd highly recommend it for somebody that wants a little spring refresh, like you said, some help in finding out their personal style, because like we were just talking about, you can discover things that all of a sudden you wouldn't know about, or extension of your closet. Like you sent me these cute little, what's the brand of those bags that you sent me?
Oh, yes. The like the fanny pack
right.
bags. I think they were North Face.
Yeah, they were North Face. Uh-huh. Yeah. So cute. And I'm such a huge fan of the easy crossbody to just put your phone and keys. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't have gotten to like North Face bag section, you know, that probably wouldn't have happened for me. So I really love that, that like you can discover also new pieces that you would have never known about.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think like you said, like, you know, it does feel exclusive, you know, sometimes like when you think about a stylist and it's kind of like, would that ever be, but it almost kind of just like makes it so much more attainable. And I think like, you know, just having that help or that recommendation or just like the inspiration is great. And I'm glad that you like those. I'm very much into kind of like the crossbody right now and the colors, because you had a little bit
right colors. Mm-hmm. I know.
Give you a little pop.
There's another thing. Yes. Give me a pop, because I'm also not a colorful girl.
Yep.
I usually would go for the black and the beige, and all of a sudden, and you also sent me these Van slip-ons that are pinkish. Mm-hmm. And I already wore them so many times, you know, even since trying on that the outfit when I got it. And I'm like, would I ever go and say, Amanda, I want pink Vans? Like, I wouldn't. That's the truth. But when you get them and you try them on and you see like how they make an outfit stand out, if you're wearing like, even yesterday I wore it with like black sweats and like, you know, a black sweater. And then I was like, wait, this could be cute. Like, give it some pop of color. Give it a little something, something. So I love that part of it, that like you discover new things about yourself, about things that you could like that you thought you would never like, you know. So I really love it about that.
Yeah. Instead of like scrolling through, like you said, if you're on the website, like how long would it take you to get there? And I think that's what it is. It's like our busy lives, like, you know, just trying to find like things that work for you, but then also can push you out of your comfort zone a little bit, even like with the color. And we also like that green color that was sent with the bag. We have a style forecast that Stitch Fix puts out every year. I'm not sure if you've seen it or heard of it, but that green color is like what we have called the color of the year for 2024. And so it's interesting. It's matcha, which like, you know, we all love a good matcha. When I first saw the color, I was like, I don't think I've ever tried that. And now I'm finding myself like seeing it more like, you know, in our product or online, or just seeing it on other people where, like you said, it's like the inspiration. I'm kind of like, it drew me toward, you know, to giving you something like within that kind of same green hue that maybe I wouldn't have done before. So like, I'm looking for that same thing. And I feel like that's really common for what our clients are looking for. It's like inspiration, make it easy, make it attainable, and like make you feel great. That's really the goal. So I'm so glad that you loved it.
Yeah, it made me really feel great. So thank you, Alicia. And thank you for coming on the pod to kind of explain how this works for anybody that wants to know. So listen, you guys, you can all make your wardrobe refresh easy. You can get started today at stitchfix.com/notskinnybutnotfat, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. And I kept everything in my fix. That's how good you did. Oh, look at my earrings even.
I was going to ask if those were the
yeah.
The gold and silver. They look great.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been wearing them ever since I got the fix and I tried them on and then I left them in and I've been getting so many questions about them. So now everybody knows it was part of my fix, guys. Alicia, thank you again. And thank you for my lovely new clothes. I love them all.
You, if you want to try, I mean, I would love to style you again. You can request me back. I would love to style you like going into.
Can you do that? Can you request like
you can.
A stylist? Yep, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, you can. I would love to keep it going and yeah, and just kind of follow you through this new phase of your life too. And congratulations again on the new babe coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. It was so fun.
Yes, it was so great. Thank you.
I'll see you soon, Amanda. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.